Number 102. The Reporter. Mary was certainly not an introvert, although she was sometimes known to be introspective. She worked as a reporter for a famous TV station and was liked there, particularly by her boss, because she was intrinsically intrepid, didn't talk for interminable amounts of time, and never asked an invalid question, on screen or off. She was also highly intuitive. This was an intrinsic part of her complex personality. She was sometimes intractable and intransigent, which made her very unpopular with many of the people she wanted to interview, especially if they were not interested in being interviewed by her TV station. Her intransigence sometimes made people intolerant of her. Basically, she intimidated many people. During interviews, she would often interpolate, thereby interrupting a speaker's thoughts and arguments. She enjoyed finding the smallest interstice in a person's argument. She tended to interrogate people, and this interrogative form of questioning made her feared and disliked. People felt that they were interned in prison rather than being interviewed on TV. The high point of her career came when she was covering an internecine war between the neighboring countries of Wabatu and Wahali. Wabatu had invaded Wahali during an interregnum. The former leader of Wahali had had an intimate political relationship with Wabatu. The two leaders had often got intoxicated together at parties and conferences. The two countries had intertwined and interwoven their economies. The two countries had even agreed to intersect a disputed piece of territory on the border between them. The leader of Wabatu was angry because the Wahali leader had died intestate after an intestine problem. The Wabatu leader had become inured to the belief that he would be inundated with riches in the Wahali leader's will. This hadn't happened, and now he was angry. Mary became an intermediary by accident. Her intuition told her that intervening directly was not a good idea. She felt that she was intruding rather than interposing herself. However, the intricacy of international politics intrigued her. The leaders of the two countries refused to intermingle at international peace conferences, and before there could be interplay between them, they needed to cease trading intermittent insults, which intricate public speeches were often interspersed with. Mary convinced both sides to say and do nothing for a period of time. After the intermission, the two sides decided to forget their disagreements and work together again. Now they had decided to make the intermezzos of their economies a priority.